You two okay? Finn hovered in the doorway. Yes, just catching up. I smiled and held up the old calculus book. Hey, you can get money for those if you sell them back. He tried to lighten the mood. Great, that's totally just as good as $250,000. Thanks for cheering me up, I responded with fake enthusiasm. I'm getting the distinct feeling that Kirk and Raven are ready for us to leave. They may be engaging in the forbidden dance, and Brinks and I are running out of places to stare. Finn encouraged us to get a move on. Thanks for the box. I'll take it back to the room with me if that's okay. I give Bounce a hug without thinking about it first. Maybe some people you always love, no matter how much time passes. Sure, it's your stuff. She hugged me back and put her picture on top. Once downstairs, we saw that the kitchen scene had become more R-rated, and Kirk had his shirt off. Brinks waved excitedly to us from the corner of the room, glad to not be alone anymore. I tugged on Raven's sleeve to get her attention. Raven, thank you for a great dinner. I should be going. It was my pleasure. I'll see you at 7 a.m. tomorrow in the lobby. We are going running, Raven responded while she danced. What? No, I'm not in shape to run right now. Perhaps, but you will be. See you then. Just like that, she forgot I was there and moved in to cling to Kirk. I tried to wave goodbye to him as well, but gave up when I couldn't get his attention. Finn and Brinks joined me in the waiting car. After dropping Finn and then Brinks off, I tried hard to feel excitement for a morning run and Ari's return. I failed miserably.